Consider the simple single-celled eukaryote and the evolutionary process driven by sexual competition, which through time and iteration produced our civilization. Even the simplest life form capable of reproduction exhibits consciousness. It must have some form of suffering and satisfaction as it competes for its choice of mate and looks for food. Its curiosity leads to discovery of food and mate, which, in conjunction with sexual competition, comprises the two factors that drive evolution. Desire and suffering is the foundation upon which all life forms perceive and comprehend their environment. I see only two factors that have driven evolution: sexual dominance and curiosity, or discovery. There are other concepts and words we have developed that describe more complex factors: love, evil, hate, virtue, etc. Yet all these are evolved concepts, which certainly did not exist when the highest forms of life were single-celled. The eukaryote is a class of single and multi-celled life forms which can sexually reproduce. It has only two basic functions: the discovery of food and sexual reproduction. I suggest that these two functions are primal motivators, and all else are emergent characteristics that come from the increasing complexity of evolution over time. So which came first, the chicken or the egg, the discovery of food or sexual reproduction? Obviously, discovery of food, since we know that before sexual reproduction, life reproduced asexually, by simple cell division, mitosis, and this requires no sexual competition in the reproduction process. So therefore, curiosity, a requited trait to find food, came first. Then the behavior of sexual competition emerged. Somewhere ingrained in our biology lies the root of suffering, a primal force fueled by sexual desire that drives us to love and hate. Both desire and suffering is a personal and subjective experience that defines our place in the natural order and gives us a keen awareness of our existence. Without suffering, our consciousness would not be the same, and the meaning and purpose of our reality would lack foundation and drive. I think we can say that sexual reproduction requires desire, which gives rise to consciousness, which in turn evolves through a life and death process of evolution. We are motivated by sexual desire and trained through a cycle of suffering and satisfaction.